It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. To the phone we go, and Dr. Bill Blackley. Take it away, my friend.
Hey, Joel. Got a lot of things going on. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up. This weekend, June the 2nd, is National Trail Day, and we're going to do a little work at Stone Mountain. Kate Henning, who's actually a local person and friend, has started a Friends of the Stone Mountain State Park. We, of course, the trails are working with him, and we're planning on building 2 miles of new trail in Stone Mountain to make the Mountain to Sea Trail complete all the way from the, on off-road, all the way from the Blue Ridge Parkway through the park and then down towards Elkin. Also, that's 8 o'clock on this Saturday morning, rain or shine. And then between 10 and 3 p.m. in Elkin on the trail down by Elkin Creek, Over Mount Victor Trail is going to have an exhibition, so it'll be great for kids and adults if you want to see a lot of exhibitions. They're going to fire rifles and do all the kind of things that they used to do back in the Revolutionary War days. June the 23rd, we're also having a trail work day off 268 at Spice Farms. Thanks to Kelvin Settle for giving us about a mile extra of new trail. We'll be building new trail, have some equipment, and so if you can pencil in June the 23rd, don't have a start time yet on that. Just as part of the whole adventure that's going on in our community, check out the Cool Reeves and all the other businesses downtown. Elkin Library's got a huge number of things going on. Explore Elkin, check and Elkin Valley Trails Facebook and website, but you could look at Explore Elkin and Elkin Library and find out what most of the events are. People say, gosh, I can't find out when anything's happening, but those are two good places to look. Check the Tribune, too. Big thanks to PRISM, Yadkin Valley Garden Club, and the Yadkin Valley Community Schools, all who are working on our native species plantings and garden out by the Shoe Factory Dam. So if you're out that way, when you cross that 140-foot bridge, you'll notice on the right there's a big meadow. They've planted about 60 new wildflower plants that will attract birds and the proper kind of insects, and so that keeping things natural and native on the trail. Thanks to Bridges School, Adam Lowe in particular, and their other teachers, about 25 Elkin Valley Trails volunteers worked on a new trail at Carter Falls that you can actually access and walk down to the bottom of the falls and see it. Now, I would not get in the water, please. It's really at the top of the falls. Be really careful. But the Bridges School is going to adopt that section of trail and do the maintenance on it with us and keep it clean. We had 37 Boy Scouts and leaders a couple weekends ago to build a new trail at Crooked Creek. It's out at the end of the, out beyond the 178-foot bridge for those that have walked the trails. And if you haven't walked it, gosh, it's a little ruddy right now, but we're going to do some, after all this rain has get through, we'll go out there and get those ruts fixed. And then, of course, we're having the new water line coming through there, so that'll affect walking somewhat. Thanks to Richard Moore and Elkin Valley Trails volunteers who put on the Yadkin Valley Tour de Vino during the wine festival. We had a nice turnout, a lot of fun. It was really beautiful that morning. Also, thanks to Joe Hicks, Bob Hillier, Suzanne Puckett, Cynthia Bean, and others for helping through hikers. We've had a couple of those and recently. If you're interested in getting on the Elkin Valley Trails monthly update, we'd love for you to just go on in there and check on contact, and we'll send you an email once a month of everything that's happening. We've got a lot of plans coming. We're going to add two 30-foot bridges on phase two of the mountain bike trails. That's Elkin Creek and the Iron Falls trails. Got about a minute to go. Is that right, Joel? How am I doing there? Okay. And then we're going to move to phase three, which is going to be a more difficult phase that we're going to add to it. So folks that like to ride bikes or BMX, any of those, but mountain bikes in particular.
Hey, Dr. Blackley, we got a flash flood coming up in about 15 seconds, and I'm not going to be able to stop it. It's coming from the National Weather Service.
Okay. Just check us out on the website. And got Crooked Creek Bridge, 75-foot bridge, working with the state parks, the rest of that